Okay, the last 5 weeks we talked about Chol HaMoed, which only comes up twice a year. So today we'll switch topics and talk about something which comes up more often than that. It comes up actually 6 out of the 7 days of the week. We're going to spend some time discussing the mitzvah of tefillin. Many of us don't even think twice when we put on our tefillin because we're half asleep. That's usually one reason. And the other reason is because we've been doing it for many years. This is something we've been doing since we were 13. So for many of us, that's quite a few years. And as anything in life, the more often you do something, the less valuable you view it. And, you know, a mitzvah which we do once a year is always much more chashuv than a mitzvah we do every single day of the year, except for a Shabbos. It takes a little bit away of its chashiva. So I want to spend some time first building up the chashivas of the mitzvah of tefillin, perhaps exciting us about the mitzvah, although it's routine and regular, and then talk about some practical halachas, which I think are very often overlooked, or perhaps never looked at in the first place, and practical ramifications as well. So we'll open up with a couple of memory chazal from the Gemara about the importance, about the significance of the tefillin. So we have a Gemara Menachos, number one, on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara tells us, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, anyone that has tefillin on his head, utfilin bezraya, and tefillin on his arm. So we all know that the mitzvah of tefillin has two independent mitzvahs. There's the mitzvah of the tefillin shel yad, that's one mitzvah. And then there's another mitzvah, tefillin shel rosh. We hold, I think almost all Rishonim hold like this way, that there are two independent mitzvahs. We'll be in the next week discuss the big question about if do they each get their own bracha. If they're two separate mitzvahs, then they should get two separate brachas. We know Svardim only make one bracha, Bli Neder. We'll get into that next week. So the Gemara says, anyone that has tefillin on his head, it's tefillin on his arm, v'tzitzis bebigdo, he's got tzitzis on his clothing, mezuzah bepischa, and mezuzah on his house, akol bechizuk shelo yechta. He's guaranteed, he's bechazaka, he's not going to sin. I don't know. I think all of us do this, and we all sin. The Gemara says, if you got everything going, everything's firing on all cylinders. You got your tefillin, you got your tzitzis, you got your mezuzah. We check that off every single day. We wear tefillin, we wear tzitzis, and we have a mezuzah. Says the Gemara, Shenema, it says the pasuk, v'achuta mesholosh, loy b'mehira yinotek. If someone has a chuta mesholosh, the three knots, the three prongs, you have three things going, loy b'mehira yinotek, it can't be severed. So I got three things going for me, I'm good to go. The Amar says in the pasuk, Chayne malach Hashem savav liyirei v'yichaltzeim. Hashem sends the malach around us, liyirei v'yichaltzeim, and he protects them. So this Gemara says, if we do everything right, if, and here's the operative word. What's the lashon of the Gemara? Kol sheyesh li tefillin b'roishai. It says if you have tefillin in your head. Shouldn't have said kol sheyesh li tefillin al roishai. The answer is not enough just to put the boxes on your head and on your arm. You have to feel it. You have to take the messages and the lessons, which we'll get to tonight, are some very important lessons when the tefillin are put on. It's not enough just to do it. You have to have some form of a feeling. But if a person taps into these three mitzvahs, which again, are mitzvahs we do anyways. We all have a mezuzah and we all wear tzitzis and we all wear tefillin. We can, in theory, be protected from all form of sin. So that's a very uplifting and inspirational memory chazal. One more memory chazal, and then the rest will be really memories from the Rishonim. The Gemara says in Menachos number 2, says the Gemara, the second one, I've Omri Shlokish, Kol HaMeniach Tefillin. Anyone who puts on Tefillin, Ma'arichin Yomim. He gets Arichas Yomim. We are all looking, we are all searching for the gift of longevity. Says the Gemara, here it is, put on Tefillin. Shem Rekos HaPasek Genovi, Hashem Aleihem Yechyu, Ulechol Behen Chayei Ruchi V'Sahlimeni V'Hachayeni. Rashi explains the drash over there that if you have, that Hashem will be with you, He'll give you yichyu if you put on yourself Hashem Aleihem. How do you put Hashem on you? So Rashi says over there, Hashem on you means we're putting on tefillin. So the Gemara records a skula for longevity is wearing of the tefillin. Beautiful. Then the Tor, in his commentary to Arachayim, Hilchas Tefillin number 3 writes, G'doyla mitzvah tefillin. Very big is the mitzvah of tefillin. Shekol ha-meinichin, anyone who puts on tefillin, ma'arichin yomim. He has arichas yom. Shenamar, he quotes the same passage in Yeshaya. Adoni aleihem yichu. V'amar Rav, he goes further. What he says over here is not found in our Gemara, but it says, kol meniach tefillin misatav tzitzis v'kari kriyishma. Anyone who puts on tefillin, wears tzitzis, says kriyishma, umispalel, muftach lo yishu ben oylam abo. He is guaranteed a ticket to the next world. Very, very, very nice Gemara. V'amar Abai, ma'ariv ani boy. She'en ish shal gehenim shal ba. I'll add to that. I'll mix into that, that the fires of Gehenna will not overrule him, will not dominate him. Rav Pop Amar Ma'ariv Ani Boi Shekol Avoinos of Nimchalim, and all his averus will be forgiven. So this is very uplifting, or should be inspiring for all of us that do these things anyways, right? We wear tefillin, and we wrap ourselves in the tzitzis, and we say Kriya Shema, and we daven. So we have all these beautiful, beautiful schoolers waiting for us. However, it says the Torah, V'chol Misha Eina Meinicham, and anyone who does not wear tefillin, who bechlal poishe Yisrael begufan, he's considered what the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, someone who sins with his body, and it is very, very bad. We'll come back to discuss how bad is it to even miss tefillin for one day. Now, most of us try not to miss tefillin, and we'll see what happens if you sometimes can't control. You're in a situation where you can't get a pair of tefillin, or it means that you willingly don't put on tefillin. You have a pair of tefillin in your house, you're just not interested in putting it on. We'll get back to that. If you look in the Sefer Yalkut Yosef, written by Rabbi Avad Yosef's son, he quotes a medrash. The medrash says something unbelievable. So like the medrash, Amru Yisrael afnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people said to Hashem, Ritzoneinu l'kayem kol ha-Torah kulo. We want to keep your whole Torah, avlo einanu yuchaylim. But we can't. What can we do? Amar lehem HaKadosh Baruch Hu tenichu tefillin. If you put on tefillin, v'animala aleichem kilu kiyamtem kol ha-Torah kulo. Yeah? You put on the tefillin, you get a check for doing all of the Torah. So this is really, really, you know, jazzing up for perhaps what we didn't realize is so important with these tefillin that we wear. It's much more than meets the eye. And then the Berhetiv on the commentary to the Shulchan Aruch quotes a Rush which mamish blew my mind. Number 5, right above it, he quotes the Rush. Because of a Rush, im zoyer b'tefillin, if a person is careful with tefillin, kav zuchus machri asoy, this will help sway him to the side of good. If you're negligent with your tefillin, then the negative side, the choyve side, the bad side will overweigh. Says the Rosh, there is no greater positive commandment than it is to put on tefillin. Now, if we would be asked that question, we probably would not put tefillin on the top of our list. We'd come up with, I don't know, eating matzah on Pesach or something else. Writes the Rosh, recorded by the Berhetiv on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, there is no greater positive commandment than the commandment to put on tefillin. So this is a very, very serious comment by the Rosh, and it's very, very important for us to keep in mind. And then we go to a couple more memory Chazal. Yakut Yosef quotes another Rosh. The Kutz Rosh, the Godel Ercha Shel Tefillin Yosem in Atfilah. First of all, you have to realize that the weight, the value of tefillin is much more valuable than davening. Because don't forget, davening is only rabbinic. Tefillin is from the Torah. So, you know, people often make a lot of emphasis on their davening, not so much emphasis on their tefillin. It's really a mistake. Then he writes, So the Rosh Hashanahs are Shin, Mem, Vav, Tav, Rosh Hashanah, Shabbos, Mila, Utfilin. Right, what are the Rosh Hashanahs of those first words? So it's Shabbos, Mila, V'tfilin, Lamdecha. Sherakish, Mekayim, V'gimel, Zoram, Elu, Zakayim, Likinu, B'nei Yisrael. Do you know how we merit to have the title B'nei Yisrael? If we keep those three mitzvahs, Shabbos, Mila, and Tfilin. Why? What's special about all those three mitzvahs? They're all called an ois. They're all called a special sign that we have with Hashem. And then he quotes the Shlach Kaddish, the Choseh, Nizah, Behem, Shalizal, Behem, Lasuach, Sichas, Chulin. We have to be very careful when we're wearing a tefillin not to speak idle chatter, or havolim, or stupid talk, meaningless hevel. Mikoshke and shalas is davar malach. You shouldn't do any work when you're wearing your tefillin. So there's a special emphasis on tefillin. Tefillin is deemed something extremely important. One last idea is number 8. Says the Kaf HaChaim, quoting a Zohar HaKadosh. He writes over there, Oymi b'tikunim dikun vav, de bizmanid Yisrael miyachtin la kodesh baruch hu b'tfilin de yad, u b'tfilin de roish, when Klai Yisrael puts on the tfilin, b'dechilu rachmu itmar bohoin loisika chayim al abanim. Hashem says on them, I cannot take the mother away from their children. Which means Hashem is hovering over us, protecting us. If im lav, but if we're not wearing our tfilin, then shaleach teshach, we send away the mother bird, and the eggs are taken away. So we have a special shmira, says the Zohar, quoted by the Kaf HaChaim, by wearing our tefillin, shayaz v'shon z'roish, it gives us a special shmira and a protection from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One last memory from the Rambam. Writes the Rambam, Av apisha mitzvasan lov shel kol hayoyim, even though really we should wear tefillin the whole day, b'shas tefila yoyisim en hakol. The mitzvah really is specifically is during davening. Omu chachon kol akayri kriyishma b'letzilin. We know the Gemara says in Brachas that anyone who recites the kriyishma without tefillin, kilu made edi shekabatim, is like you're testifying falsely, because it says in the kriyishma to wear tefillin, and you're not wearing tefillin. V'chol she'edem eneach tefillin over b'shmoyna aseh. And anyone who doesn't wear tefillin, it violates 8 positive commandments. Why? Because there are four places in the Torah where we're commanded to wear tefillin. Therefore, it comes out to eight. Anyone who is used to wearing tefillin, he will have longevity. The Rambam quotes the same idea. Okay, so we're clearly seeing a very, very important emphasis and a chashiva is given to the mitzvah of tefillin. Writes the Shulchan Aruch number 7. This is the Shulchan Aruch talking. The Shulchan Aruch is a halacha sefer. Says the Shulchan Aruch number 7, Godol schar mitzvah tefillin. One should realize there is a great reward behind the mitzvah of tefillin. And anyone who does not wear tefillin, who bechlal poishe Yisrael begufan, he's included in those people that are sinners with their body. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pirish, afilu ein miniyase hu rak leprakim, even if you don't put it on occasionally. The koshkein mevatel tam mitzvah, this is a guy who constantly doesn't wear tefillin. Vapri megadim hevi mitshuvas nachal seed, afilu mishabit matzilin yoyim echad. What happens if you miss tefillin one day? One day you miss tefillin. Says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting from the Prima Gadim, that also puts you in the category of Poishe Yisrael Begufan. And then he writes over here, but should this depend on why I don't wear tefillin? Says the Mishnah Berurah, yes. You don't put on tefillin because you think tefillin is weird. It's like this strange thing, I'm going to put these boxes on me. Oh, that's weird, I'm not doing it. Avol, hayore lanicha mishum deboi gufnaki. But let's, for example, one day you don't put on tefillin because you're having a stomach issue. You feel like your body is not clean. You're having stomach problems. V'shem lo yizeh b'kdusha karoyu. Avol gav daverihi, even though it's not right. Tebekal yoch adam lizar b'shas kriyashma v'tfilin. Says Mishnah Berurah, that's not a good idea because you should at least be able to muster up the time to wear tefillin for kriyashma v'tfilin. Mikom okoyim lo yav b'chal poish Yisrael. If a guy doesn't wear tefillin for fruma reasons, he will not get labeled a poish Yisrael. If the guy loves the tefillin, he treats the tefillin so respectfully. Now he's got a terrible stomach issue, and he pasha can't put the tefillin on. Then he definitely would not be. So let's say, for example, one of us, for whatever reason, one day we couldn't get the tefillin on. We had a terrible, terrible stomach ache, and we had gas and this, that, and the other. We couldn't even muster the time for just for creation, man. We missed it. So would we be deemed poishe Yisrael? The answer is no, says Mishnah Berurah, since we treat our tefillin with respect to the other days. Then he writes, "Vada, you should know the kasev abach that afilu ena mitzvah bezuri alav ach b'manem melanicha b'nei bitul malacha." Let's say you don't have time. Some people, they have no time in the morning to get to work. They don't put on the tefillin. Oy shar hef simam and oy machmas atzos. They're just too lazy. Gam ken hu bechal poishe Yisrael begufan. I'm not against tefillin. I have a pair of tefillin, but it's, you know, one day I didn't have time to put it on. I had a meeting very early in the morning. And I just didn't have time to put it on. Zalti Mishnah Berurah, that's also considered Poish Yisrael. Achti Yeshchilk Behem Linyan Oynish, but you know, the punishments will be different. Ein Sham. V'davizeh hu teichochas megula. This is an open admonishment. Lo'oysen anoshim shim ne'atzlusam motzvi shi tfilosei menucham ha'am mitzchon v'le'akar kafta. There are people on such a rush, they don't put the tefillin in the right place. V'gam ha'shal yad ein monach ha'mokim kidin. They don't put anything where it's supposed to, because they're so rushing. They're just putting on the tefillin for a minute, and there are yidin like that, firm yidin, who we know, who go to shul and shemit Torah mitzvahs, they don't daven properly. They're in a rush in the morning, they just put on the tefillin and they rush out. Says the Mishnah Berurah, then I yaitse. They put the tefillin in the wrong place. And I know there are Jews who daven with a minyan, they also put the tefillin in the wrong place. We gotta learn about that b'lina the next week, where the tefillin's supposed to go, we are over here. But Dr. Mishnah Berurah, you get the same no credit if you put the tefillin on the wrong place. Tefillin that are placed in the wrong place are the exact same credit as putting them in. They're sitting in their bag. It's like you never took them out of the bag. So we have to get to this b'lina the next week. But very, very scary. Mr. Berurah is saying a person can accidentally be considered a poishe Yisrael, not necessarily intentionally, but by the mere fact that he doesn't care enough to learn halachas, to know where the tefillin is supposed to go, and he's never wearing the tefillin at all. Scary to think. You can go, a person go up Achamei V'esim, and he goes to the tefillin and say, I wore tefillin every day. Hashem says, hey, you wore them in the wrong place. No credit is allowed. We spoke about a while ago what happens if a person wears tefillin and he realizes the parshiyos were pasul. What happens with that? Okay, we spoke about that here. The guy doesn't have them in the right place because he never learned hilchos tefillin. So b'lina the next week we will cover that as well. So this was really an intro, a hakdama, which perhaps took a little longer than I wanted it to just understand, just to put in perspective the chashivas of tefillin, what it means, and perhaps now that we do it every morning, we'll be a little bit more excited because we realize the power that it brings. But now we're up to the halacha l'maisa part. What do we need to know about the tefillin? So Shulchan Aruch writes over in Simcha Chafei. Most of what we'll discuss in the practical halachas tefillin is found predominantly in Simcha Chafei. Simcha Lamed Zayin we spoke a little bit about. But the rest of halachas tefillin, the other simanim, really have to do with the ksivas hatefillin, which is why most people skip the whole simanim, because once we're not a sefer, we don't have to learn how to put them on either, which is obviously incorrect. You got to know how to put them on. So the Shulchan Aruch writes the following halacha. After you put on your talis with tzitzis, yaniach tefillin. Right? Everyone knows, for men who wear a talis gadol, everyone knows what's the order in the morning. You put on your talis gadol, and then you put on your tefillin. Everyone knows that, right? Why? Why is that the order? So the Shulchan Aruch writes, shemaylim b'kodesh, because we want to go up in kedusha. We want to go up in Kedusha. So Talis has less Kedusha. Tefillin has more Kedusha. So you do the lower level Kedusha first, and then you do the higher level Kedusha second. That seems to be the simple reading. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'hamenicham kis ha-tefillin v'ha-talis ha-teich kis echad. If you're going to put your tefillin and Talis in one big bag, which is what we do, we have, they're in separate bags, but they're technically one big bag. You have to be very careful where you put your tefillin bag. You have to make sure shelo yenichu kisat tefillin lamala k'dei shelo yifka behem tchila. We want to make sure you don't touch the tefillin first. Why? Because if you touch the tefillin first, v'yitzarech lanichem kodem atalos, you will then have to put them on first. Why? K'dei shelo yaver ala mitzvah. So you don't want to violate the din of eimavir ala mitzvah, because you're really supposed to put on the talos first. But if, let's say, for example, in your big bag, you're going to grab the tefillin first, you will then be obligated to put the tefillin on first, and it sits on secondary, not to be in a violation of the din called eimavirin al hamitzvahs. Now, we'll talk more about this in a minute, but I've seen many, many people that come to shul, they open the talis bag, they take the tefillin zekel, they put it out, go like this, and then they take their talis and put their talis out. That is exactly against this halacha and shulchan. I've seen many people do this, very regular people, they don't even think twice about it. That is a violation of this halacha. Based on that, the moment they take the tefillin out, or even touch it, they have to put the tefillin on, and then they'll put the talis on afterwards. I have seen kiseder. People do this every day. They open up their morning, they take the tefillin, put it over here, like, because they put it on the side, so it's mutter. We'll talk about it. There is a magen avraham like that, which we don't paskin like. And then they go to the talis. That is completely incorrect. Says the Ramah, Umiyu, however, it's interesting, I was listening to Rabbi Beryl Wine's history lessons. Very fascinating. Very fascinating to listen to. So he says that people say over that the Ramah died at 33 years old. They say he died at the age of 33. Right. So he said it's not true. It's incorrect. It's wrong. He died around the early 40s. But just to imagine how much the Ramah accomplished by dying at 41. We talked about the Shach. We said the Shach also died very young. But just to imagine what the Ramah wrote in a very short lifetime of 41. He wrote unbelievable amounts of Torah he gave us, and we all use it up till this day. But he pointed out that he did die on the 33rd day of the Omer. He died on Lag BaOmer. This is something we spoke about. And they say he wrote 33 Svarim. We don't have 33 svarim from him, but they say there's this thing of 33. So that's why they say he died in his 33rd year. But that's not historically correct. He died probably more like 41, 42. But nonetheless, the Ramah left us with unbelievable amounts of knowledge, besides for his commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. Besides for his Darkei Moshe, he wrote Shalos and Tshuvos, which we learned today. Shalos and Tshuvos Ramah, very popular sefer, quite oftenly used. So the Ramah writes like this, Umiyu, im tefillin muzumanim biyodai. If, let's say, for example, you have a situation where you don't have your talis available, but you have your tefillin. So the question is, should I wait to put on my tefillin until I get my talis? Says the Ramah, no. Im tefillin mezuman biyodai ve'ein lo tzitzis, you don't have talis. Ein lo tzarech lahamtin al tzitzis, you don't have to wait. El meniach tefillin, you put on your tefillin. Hukesh meviim lo talis ma'atfa. So this sometimes does happen. When you're in a funny situation, you only have, or you can borrow a pair of tefillin, but you can't borrow a talis. So put the tefillin on. That's much more important. Put the tefillin on, and you'll deal with the talis later. Okay, so the Dogma Mirvava, the Noidib Yehuda, on its commentary to the Shulchan Aruch, asks a very basic question on halacha we just learned. What did we learn? Everyone knows. What do you do first in the morning? You put on your talis, and then you put on your tefillin. Why? So the Shulchan Aruch told us, because you got to go up in Kedusha. Frek the Noidib Yehuda, that's against the Mishnah and Zvach. Says the Noidib Yehuda number 11, Mashmoy Sadvarim, the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch is, the Fisha Tefillin Yeshmem Kedusha Yerzim Tzitzis. Since the tefillin have more Kedusha than the Tzitzis, so that's why the tzitzis go first, because we have a rule, we always want to go up in Kedusha. So if I have two things in front of me, one is holier and one is less holy, so I first do the less holy, this way I can go up, because we always want to go up in Kedusha. Frekta Neidi Behuda, number 11, Vadavar Tmua. That can't be true. The Adi Rabba, Mishim Kedusha San, Hayalak Diman. Freg the Noy de Behuda, if you have two things in front of you, I have my talis and my tefillin, and you're telling me my tefillin are more chashiv, so why don't I put on the more chashiv thing first? Says the Noy de Behuda, there's a Mishnah in Zvachim. The Mishnah says, Kol hamikudish mechaveroi, kodem es chaveri. Anything that is holier than its friend, it goes first. So if you're trying to explain to me why tzitzis goes before tefillin, and what was your logic, well, tzitzis is a lower level. Fakert. If tzitzis is a lower level kedushin than the tefillin should go first. Why is the order reversed? Says the Nadi Behuda, Avu Beis Yosef, Mavura, Tam, Shetitis, Kaidim. He gives you a different reason. He says, I'm not going with the Shulchan Aruch reason, I'm going with a different reason. The reason that the Beis Yosef records is, you know why tzitzis goes first? Mishum, the tzitzis adif, sheshkula keneged kol hamitzvahs. Here's a different svar. You know why tzitzis is more chashiv? Because tzitzis is compared to all the mitzvahs. Oy mishum de tadir. Because tzitzis you put on more frequent than you put on the tefillin. Because tzitzis goes 7 days a week, and tefillin is only 6 days a week. Therefore, says the Noy de Behuda, that's why the tzitzis goes first. Again, I think if you stop people on the street and you ask them in the morning why they put the, they probably don't know. They just, well, that's what everyone does. You put the tzitzis first. Says the Noy de Behuda, no. It's not like the way the Shulchan Aruch says it, because the tzitzis are less chashiv and the tefillin are more chashiv. Because if that would be the case, tefillin should go first. But rather, it's either because tzitzis are intrinsically more chashiv, because they're connected kol ha'tarei kula, or because tadir v'she'in tadir tadir kaid. However, the Bir Halacha tries to answer this kasha not like the Noy de Behuda. He says, no. Shemayle mekoydesh, Dr. Bir Halacha number 12, alo adam koy. When we say you go up in Kedusha, we mean that the person, not the tefillin, is more Kaddish, but the person becomes more Kaddish. Shetzorech leilich madrega ladrega l'saloiz b'kedusha. We as humans have to continuously grow. So I first do something that's the tzitzis, that puts me on level X, and then I want to grow higher by putting even something holier on my body. Not that the tefillin is more holy, but the body is more holy. Because what was the Noy de Behuda's kasha? The Noy de Behuda's kasha was, if the tefillin is more holy, it should go first. We're not looking at which article is more holy. The holiness is me. Because when I put on my tzitzit, I become one level holy. Then when I put on tefillin, I become even a holier person. So Maile Mekodesh means I have to become holier. My body changes in its level of holiness. So when I put on my tzitzis, I'm level 50 of holiness. Tefillin makes me 100. So which one goes first? So then the tzitzis goes first. Says the Ber Halacha, if you say it like this, it answers up the Noy de Behuda's kasha. We're not looking at the articles, which article is more holy. We're looking at which way the person will become more holy. My body will become more kadosh. The answer is, if I put on my tzitzis first, then my tefillin. So that explains why we put on the tzitzis, then we put on the tefillin. But the other issue is, and again, you'll see this so many times in shul, person has, today we have a talis, what we call a talis and tefillin bag. It's one big bag where we have two components in it. We have our talis and we have our tefillin. So the Mishnah Berurah told the Rama, said, be very careful when you put those things away. Make sure that you're going to have, in a situation that you're going to grab, your hand is going to go first to the talis, and you pull the talis and not the tefillin. What happens if you don't do it that way? And I told you, I've seen people with my own eyes. They open up the bag and they go straight for the tefillin. I'm sure you've seen this also. They go straight for the tefillin, they put it out, and then they put on the talis. That is a big problem. That l'chayra should present a problem. I saw that they bring down, that you know, you see many people, they take out their talis and they put it over their shoulder, and they schmooze, and they have coffee, and they come back to the talis. They point that that's also a mavirin ala mitzvah. The same way you're not supposed to pass up a mitzvah that comes to your hand. If you have the talis sitting on your shoulder, don't start schmoozing. Put on the talis. You're ready to go. I understand. If the talis is sitting in my bag, so the mitzvah's not in front of me. But I have the talis sitting on my shoulder. You see this all the time. The guy walks around. Surely he makes the rounds. He talks to everyone. Usually Shabbos morning is more common. During the week, everyone's half asleep and they're just trying to get out. But Shabbos morning, you see the guy, 9 o'clock, he puts the talis on his shoulder. He walks him around the room. He shakes everyone's hand. He wants to see how everyone's doing, what everyone did last night, how their suda was. And then he puts on his talis 10 minutes later. It's really not correct. Better keep the talis in the bag. Or put the talis on, whatever. But Eimavir ala mitzvah is not only just to pass up one mitzvah over another, it's if you have a mitzvah in front of you, says it to Rebbe Megillah, if you have a mitzvah in front of you, do it right away. Why are you wasting time? You see, people do that often, it's not correct. So the question is it wrong to open up my talis bag and take out my tefillin and put it on the side? So the Magen Avraham writes, Tzarech li'in, denir li de'ink pei de'bezeh. He thinks it's really not a hope. It's not such a problem if you were to accidentally take out your tefillin first. You know why? Given that tefillin adayim b'tech kisan, because they're still in their bag. They're still in their cover. I'm not holding. It's not like I'm holding the tefillin in my hand. If I'm holding a pair of tefillin, I'm ready to put it on. So that ein ma'avin al mitzvah means I can't over. I'm not ready to do the mitzvah. It's sitting in its bag. Not only that, it's still wrapped in its case in the bag. So the Magen Avraham is of the opinion, if you were to take out your tefillin bag, that would present no problem of a mavirin ala mitzvah, and then you would be allowed to put on your talis first, which is basically against the Shulchan Aruch. He understood the Shulchan Aruch that it's only a mavirin ala mitzvah if you're ready to do the mitzvah. I have the tefillin out, I have the shalyat out, and then I grab, and then I, instead of the talis, I grab the tefillin, then it's not right. But it's not ready to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah, the tefillin are wrapped in their case, in their bag. Says the Magen Avraham, that's not a problem. Now, if we were to paskin like this Magen Avraham, then it would be completely okay what people do. They open up their talis bag, they take out the tefillin, it's still in the bag, it's still wrapped in its box, they put it down, that wouldn't be a problem. The problem is we don't paskin like the Magen Avraham. As the Ber Halacha writes in number 14, says the Ber Halacha, he quotes this Magen Avraham, and he writes, from all the great Achrayim, it seems like they don't hold of this Chiddush of the Magen Avraham. Okay, then he writes over there. He writes, Okay, he doesn't like the right. Then the Ber Halacha writes in the left side. He writes, Mr. Pikna, I'm not sure. I'm sorry, the bottom of the first paragraph. He writes it as the following shaila. He says, what's the case when? He says, I can't be make like this Magen Avraham because so many people disagree with him. He says, what happens if you accidentally forget this halacha and you pull out your tefillin? So now the halacha is you have to really put on your tefillin first. But you're going to look so foolish. You're going to be the only guy wearing his tefillin and not wearing a talis. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Mr. Pikna, I'm not sure if you have to if something is awesome in the Raisa, we don't say it because you're going to be embarrassed, you can push it away. That doesn't work for it, Din Dei Raisa. So he writes, "Velashibli talis afilus man orchs v'leramodu rakinai katan k'moishu kasev amagen avrom koshkin shur al goyim shur al regam achodim atchineach talis kadal." He says, "Over here, it's a small amount of time." So the Mishnah Berurah is not clear. He does not seem to buy into the Magen Avraham's heter. Then he writes again the next piece in Ber Halacha. He writes, "V'ulam kolzein afkemino ledino ledidon de paskinim b'la'avochi d'loikim Magen Avraham." We don't pass like the Magen Avraham. Afilu heimunachim b'toich kisan, even if they're still in their bag. Says Mr. Bura, you me devarenu, dim hoishit yodah b'toich kisa talis. If you stick your hand into your talis bag, upaga koidim tefillin, you touch your tefillin first, mechoyiv lohoitzien koidim ulanicha mishum eimavirin ala mitzvah. Paskas Mr. Bura first, black and white. If you accidentally grab your tefillin first, you gotta put them on first. So then, im kain, it's really not correct what people do when they take their tefillin bag out. It's really, really not right. However, there might be some form of a heter. What's the heter? Based on an Arizal. What's the Arizal? So in Yakut Yosef, he quotes an Arizal, where he writes it this, number 16. Avlafi divri harizal, shenosan tamal pi hasoid, shetzorech lovish tzitzis kaidim tefillin. Till now, we've been discussing why did tefillin go before? Why did tzitzis go before the tefillin? Because of tadir or because of maila b'kedusha? But says the Arizal, no, it's based on soit. Api kabbalah and needs to be tzitzis first. He writes over here, didn't zeh kemoi shepaga b'tefillah shorosh tchilah shemini achayat tchilah. He says, if it's true that it's based on soid, then it means it can't be messed around with. Just like we'll learn a little, hopefully later tonight. What we know about Loch is you're supposed to put it in your shal yad and then you're supposed to put it in your shal rosh. What happens if your hand grabs the shal rosh first? Im avin al mitzvah, you have to put it in the shal rosh first. The answer is no, not true. Why? Because it's supposed to be shal yad before shal rosh. That beats out im avin al mitzvah. Says the Arizal, it's the same thing with tzitzis and tefillin. Although there's a din a marvin al mitzvah, if I grab the tefillin first, I'm supposed to put the tefillin on first. But because al pi kabbalah, the tzitzis is supposed to go before the tefillin, that beats everything. So even if accidentally you took the tefillin first, you should still put on the tzitzis first. So right.
Even if you're wearing talis katan?
Yeah, even if you're wearing talis katan. Yeah, even if you're wearing the talis katan. Correct. So he writes over here, Kam kan afen paga betfilin tchilim, misatev kodim tzitz vachach mani tfilin, shaseder vatikun hu davka shtarach lovas tzitz kodim tfilin. Af api do aim avin al mitzvahs, aim avin al mitzvahs learn from a pasuk, yafinu mikor dechsev vishmaitim misa matzis, mitzvah bol yodcha al tachim tzenu, zenem rashar mitzvah shein lem seder. That's only if you have two mitzvahs, they don't have to be in a certain order. Avo mitzvah sheish lem seder api asoid, mavin all of kimoi betfilin. Okay, so this is what people are saying on. They're saying on this Arizal. So if you follow every Arizal, then even if you accidentally took out your tefillin, shall your tefillin first, you should still put on the tittis first. Now, I don't follow every Arizal. Maybe those are from Hasidic backgrounds or Lubavitcher backgrounds, they do. But this doesn't help me and you, us Ashkenazim, Litvishers, we're left with the Magen Avraham. And according to the Magen Avraham, if you take the tefillin first, you gotta put on the tefillin first. However, Yakut Yosef, Rebbe Avad Yosef's son, he writes, Im Ovad Upoga betfilin kaidim shesat betitis. But yeah, let's say you did. For nimtsa beis hamedrash misbayish laniach tefillin kaidim shesat betitis, you're embarrassed. Or go yishu adam nichba, da yirav kila, you're the rabbi. Okay, if you're the rabbi, you can get away with it. You'll explain to the kila what the story is. But you're embarrassed to put on your tefillin first. V'yesh kan kavar abriyus, and he thinks it's the madrig of kavar abriyus. Yino kibur b'safanal. He comes up with the following idea. Shiasiach daitim et tefillin. Decide that I don't want to put on tefillin. If you decide you don't want to put on the tefillin now, so then there's no Eimar Avin Ala Mitzvah. It's only Eimar Avin Ala Mitzvah if you want to do the mitzvah. But so you do is put the tefillin down, decide, you know what? I want to say Tehillim now. So you'll take a break, and then after saying Tehillim, okay, now I want to start again, then you'll start from scratch. Take the tzitzis out first. He writes, V'yukah Parshas Karbonus, U'kudem V'achayiz his mind. Start the tzitzis, V'nechat Tehillim, then you go back to square one. Now, he writes on the bottom that the reason why this is permissible is because he's not so convinced that Eimar Avin Ala Mitzvah is a Nisa Deraisa. That was the opinion of the Ber Halacha. He thinks there are other poskim that disagree. Okay, so Halacha L'maisa. But again, I think either way you slice it, I think it's completely incorrect. For what people do is they take out their tefillin, and they put it on the side. I see absolutely no justification for that. It's the Magen Avraham, but the Ber Halacha seems to be very clear that we don't pass like the Magen Avraham. Look at the Mishnah Berurah number 16b. He writes, Pirish, Afilu lo yechze behem biyodai. Even if I'm not holding the tefillin in my hand, Rak lefi yashot is yodai heim unachem l'fonat chila. But my hand is in that direction. Even more scary, right? You have your towels bag and your hand goes to the direction of the tefillin. Already, Eim Avin Aleim. V'tzorach L'Kdimon. V'choz Adavkim Rotzal Aniach Ata Tefillin. This is only true if you want to put on the tefillin now. Avu Madayin Ein Rotzal Aniach Omrak L'Achazman. Let's say it's in the morning and you want to first put on your towels, but you don't want to put on your tefillin yet. You have no intention of doing tefillin. So then, there's no Eim Avin Aleim. So I was thinking, maybe that's what people think. They think when they take out their tefillin bag and they put it on the side, it's like they're saying, I don't want to do the mitzvah now. I don't know if that's what the Mishnah Berurah is talking about. You want to do the mitzvah in a second. If the Mishnah Berurah is talking about a case where you don't want to put on the phone for another 20 minutes. Hey, you want to put on the phone, just you're following the orders of sequence of events. I don't think it's right. I really think it's not correct what people do. It's really not right. We should align our talus bags properly, where the first thing our hands go to is straight to the talus. Again, our talus is bigger than our tefillin bag. So as Mishnah Berurah said, if you arrange it in the right way, your hand will first go to the talus, you won't run into any problems. It's interesting, if you look at number 18, on the Ateri Zekenim, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, he quotes an interesting remez to why tzitzis goes before the tefillin. He writes, v'simen al zeh, what's the simen that first goes talis, then goes tefillin? It says in the pasuk, michut ad seruch nal. So chut, I guess, refers to chut tzitzis. Na'al, I guess, is leather, that's the tefillin. So you see, first goes tzitzis, then goes tefillin. And then he brings a remez for our parsha. Our parsha, the Chassidish is far right, if you find a remez to something you're learning in Yonah D'Yoyma, comes up in the parsha, it's a sign you're doing the right thing. So Hashem wanted us to learn Hilchos Tefillin this week. What's the remez? Oy tzimen lativas talos kodem anachos tefillin, because it says, Vayu atufim lelovon v'akshurim liyakov. This week's parasha, Yaakov and Lavan make up a business deal of who's going to get which animals, the spotted, the speckled, whatever it is. So it says in the pasuk. So he makes a drush over it. It says over here, "Vayu atufim l'Lavan." The atufim, that means the atuf, means the talis l'Lavan, should be white. V'akshurim liyakov pirish betchila you are atuf betalis lavan. First you should wrap yourself in a white talis. V'yachakach v'akshurim shel tefillin you liyakov, and then you should put on the tefillin. So that's another remez to the order of tzitzis then tefillin. Okay, very nice. Fine. Now I want to talk about another shaila that often comes up. How many people have been to a shul where there are certain people that put their tefillin on outside the shul and walk into the shul? What's that all about? So let's try to tackle that. If you look in Shulchan Aruch number 19, the Mechaber writes the following. Mishu who zar betalis katan, someone who's careful to wear a talis katan, yil b'shenu, he should wear it, v'yaniach tefillin, b'beisai. Put it on at home, put the tefillin on at home, v'yedich lovish b'tzitzis u'muchta b'tefillin, the basicness, and come into shul while wearing your tzitzis and wearing your tefillin. There, v'sham yisatev betalis gadol, and then you'll put on your talis gadol. That's interesting, right? We just spent the last 20 minutes talking about how important the order is. So the Mechaber thinks, no, you got to have tzitzis. It doesn't have to be the talis. As long as you're having 8 tzitzis, that's okay as well. Says the Rama, no. No. Says the Mishnah Berurah, says the Rama, no. Ashkenazim, they get dressed at home. They even put on the talis gadol at home. So what does the Rama say? Us Ashkenazim, you know what we should do? We should get in the morning, we should go at home, put on our talis, put on our tzol, and then we should go to shul. Why? So it's all based on Zayah. This whole idea of wearing your talis and tefillin outside your home, going into shul, is all based on Zayah. But the question is, what is the hakpada? Is the hakpada leaving my home wearing talis and tefillin, or is it entering the shul in talis and tefillin? So the answer is, this seems to be a steer in two Zayars. One Zayar in Parshas Shlach, and one Zayar in Parshas Ve'eschanan. One Zayar sounds like the point is leaving your house. I'm leaving my home, which I have my mezuzah, with all three mitzvahs, a reference to the Gemara Menachos, which we opened up with this evening, of those three mitzvahs. So I'm supposed to leave my home. Then there's another Zayar that sounds like you're supposed to come into the shul already, like you come show up to the shul, like ready to work, you know? I'm dressed and ready to go. Like I'm supposed to coming into shul and first starting to get ready. So what's the simple nafkamina? The practical nafkamina is, today, we're not going to walk the streets dressed in our talis and tefillin. We're going to show up to shul. The question is, fine. So let me just go into a side room, put on my talis and tefillin, and walk into the base of Medrash. Now I'm ready to go. If you look over in the Mishnah Berurah, let's see Mishnah Berurah number 20. It says in Mishnah Berurah, why should I dress in my talis and tefillin before I leave my house? So I should leave the doorway of my house. So here you see the akbada is what? Leaving your house. I should forget where you're going. You should leave your house in talis and tefillin. Why? Now, says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say this is not practical. Because you're not going to walk the streets in your talis and tefillin, because there are goyim, they're going to make fun of you, the streets are dirty. So what do you do then? Yanichem b'chatzah, basic nesses. So put them in the courtyard of the shul. Vim yefsher, yanichem b'beisoy, v'yichsem b'koy ve'oy b'yaday. Cover them. Put the tefillin under here and wear a hat and go. Which very few people do today. Very few people do that today. What happens if I come to shul very early in the morning? And I come to shul before it's time for talis and tefillin. What am I supposed to do? So then, loishayich hazor says, then he says, it's not relevant, the din of the zayar. The whole zayar is only if it's time to wear talis and tefillin, then I should put my talis and tefillin at home. Well, let's say, for example, I come to shul before this man, and then this man comes. So what I should do is I should go to the courtyard and put on my talis and tefillin. So according to this Mishnah Berurah, this sounds like that when I come to shul, I should put on my talis and tefillin outside, in the lobby, and then go into the shul with wearing talis and tefillin. That would be a fulfillment of this Ramban Shulchan Aruch. That seems to be the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah. However, it seems to be that no one does this. No one does this. Why? Why don't people do this? So the simple answer is because they didn't learn the Zayah this way. They learned the other Zayah, that it's about leaving your house. And once I'm not leaving my house, then all bets are off. But that's not what the Mishnah Berurah sounds like. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be very clear. It's about going into the shul. So if I can go into the shul, muhtar betalas tefillin, I should. So what should we all do? We should all come up to the shul here in Young Israel. It's very easy. They have a very large lobby. They should set up tables wherever you can put on the tefillin. Again, it's probably not going to look so nice, but they should set up a lot. And we all know people who do this. I know many people that are makpid, that they always put on their talis and tefillin before they come into shul. Why is that? It's because it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, and that's the way it sounds like at least in one Zohar. And I believe in Parshas, Yishlach or Ve'eschanan, they're supposed to come in muhtar, he's supposed to come in ready to daven. The reason why
I've seen people also, they then carrying their talis bag,
yeah,
in there, so that they're taking them off at the end of daven,
right? Yeah,
but there's always, sounds as if you would be returning home still wearing your talis.
Sounds like that, okay. That's what it sounds like. We didn't yet talk about taking it off. We'll have to perhaps discuss the halachas of taking them off as well. But there's an interesting Magen Avraham over here, number 21. The Magen Avraham writes, he says the whole thing is about leaving your house. This whole tumul is about leaving your house. So he says, so he says that's the zoya. So what do you do if you have to go through the streets? He says, I'm actually some of them gimel. Then he quotes from the Ramlu Lublin that a story which we'll get to in a second. But what do you see from the Magen Avraham? According to the Magen Avraham, once I'm not wearing it out of my house, so all bets are off. So that's what people are saying, Khan. Now, that doesn't sound like that from the Mishnah Berurah. This is what the Magen Avraham sounds like. But from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds not like that. But this is what people are saying. I think people are saying on the Zohar HaKadosh. The Zohar sounds like it's only about leaving your house. Now, why don't we leave our house today Mukhtar B'Tfilin, I think is a strong question. Especially if you're going to drive, get into your car that's parked in front of your house or in your driveway, and you're going to drive to shul and park in the shul's driveway, what's the reason not to? What are you worried about? What's dirty? I guess maybe there could be the goyim. What do the goyim see? They don't know. You know. Again, I'm not here to change society. I know a lot of chashuv people who don't do it, so I'm not asking it as a kasha, but I'm just pointing it out. Lamaisa, it's one of those things that one could debate. Bismanazet. The answer is that wasn't the minhag. Obviously, in Europe, it wasn't safe to walk the streets in your talis and tefillin, so they didn't. So I guess in Eretz Yisrael, maybe more people do it. I don't know. But me in Queens, I have people who walk around the streets with a talis and tefillin. They're not so embarrassed, but it's questionable. So
plenty of people who wear talis on Shabbos.
Right, on Shabbos we all do it. Even though I think they say b'shem b'yakev, b'yakevel, you shouldn't wear your talis outside. You shouldn't flaunt it. We're not at a point now in America. We used to tell people they should always cover it with their coat. Wear it under their jacket. We're not yet as comfortable as we are. Baruch Hashem, they're good to us. Don't forget, you know, we were in Poland for 1,000 years. Jews lived in Krakow for 900 years before the Holocaust. So that's a long time. We have not been in America for 1,000 years. So as comfortable as we are, let's not forget that things don't always end the way we anticipate. That's how the name Poland became Poland. We were going to stay here. They thought Poland was this is it. We're going to stay here until Mashiach came. And they were. Can you imagine Jews lived in Krakow for 900 years? It's a really long time. And how quickly things changed in that country. So nonetheless, so this Magen Avraham, I think, is the limud why people don't do it. But the problem is you got to continue reading the Magen Avraham. He writes, Kosev Ram Lulblin, Echad Sheniskasher Atzmoi B'Knas. Tells a story about a fellow who punished himself. Leilich L'Tehillim Koidim Ar HaBoiker. He penalized himself. He made a deal with himself. You know, some people, they have like, you know, a jar when they curse, they put money in the jar. They don't do it. But this guy gave himself a self-imposed knas. He's going to get up every morning early and go to shul early before davening to say Tehillim. Now, today wouldn't be say Tehillim. Today would be to learn Torah. But back then, Roiv of the Hamoinam were, they didn't know how to learn. You couldn't just take an art school off the shelf. So, what did you do? You said Tehillim all day. That's what they did. Today, you take a sefer. You take a shir. You listen to a shir. You would learn Torah. But it was a self-imposed knas. And this fellow had a problem. He now was all upset. She'ini yochalei l'chol beis knesset. But this is a tefillin. He wanted to renege on his neder. He made a self-imposed punishment that he has to get up for shachris. He has to come to shul an hour before davening. And then he realized, if I do that, I can't wear my talis and tefillin outside the house. So he realized that was a bad idea. Let me give myself a different knas. I'll have to stay in shul an hour longer, whatever it is. So the question is, can it be matan neder on his self-imposed punishment? So he writes over here, Tzarech Lachzer did made the Domele Dor Shagogas. He writes over here, you can go back, because this was a mistake. He didn't realize. The guy didn't chap that by making this punishment, it's going to affect his ability to wear his talis and tefillin. Then he writes over here, Chen Rizal, Shemehai Taim Elohi HaRizal Me'asar Rishen Basic Nesses. Strange piece of Jewish trivia. The Arizal was never one of the Asara Rishayim. He wasn't one of the first 10 people. Why? Because those 10 people used to get up early. He didn't want to leave. He didn't want to go to shul without his talis and tefillin, so he'd come later. Meaning everyone was already in shul because they came early. The Arizal was later because he didn't want to leave his house until it was time. Frek the Maram Lublin or the Magen Avraham asks, I don't get the whole problem. Go to shul an hour before davening. And then 5 minutes before davening, go to the backyard, put on your talis and tefillin, and you'll come in. What's the problem? Says Maram Lublin, because you're going to lose out on essential parts of davening. If you step out, you'll miss it. Therefore, it's worth it to undo the neder, or it's worth it to come a little late. This way, you're muchta b'tefillin. Frektim kiveger. Well, I don't understand. What do you gain by stepping outside? If the whole thing is to leave your shul wearing, if the whole thing is to leave your house, what's the kash over here? Says Reb Kiveger, number 22. Hainu de mitzvah hu rak shiyav the basic nesses betfillin, v'loy da hamitzvah dafke shiyatzim b'pesach besim betalos betfillin. Frekt Reb Kiveger, you see from this comment in the Magen Avraham, at least in Maram Lublin, the maila is both, or one or the other. Because if the maila was just leaving your home, then this kash has no value. What do you mean? Why don't you leave your house an hour before davening, and then right before davening, you'll go to the backyard in the shul and put your tefillin on. So, what? But I didn't get any credit because I didn't leave my house. Says Reb Kiveger, you see from over here that's also worth something. So, back to square one. So this Reb Kiveger is the way the Mishnah Berurah sounds like. That even going outside and going to another room would also be worth it. So it's a tzarechin by me. Why more people are not makbid? I think the answer is like the Magen Avraham says, because they're going to miss parts of davening. If everyone does this, we'll never get started davening, and people will miss things. So that's why everyone does it. But I think if a person could, I don't see why he shouldn't. Why should he put his towels and tefillin on outside and come in? Mukhtab tefillin. To me, that seems like the more correct thing to do. Now, I myself don't do it sometimes because I come late to, a little late also. So by the time, I'm afraid that they're going to wait for me and they won't get started. But the mice in a perfect world, it seems like that's the more correct thing. Maybe I'll start doing it. I don't know. We'll have to see. I have to ask myself to wake up earlier. Then maybe we should come to shul. So by me, in my shul, the way it's located is we have a hallway and then we go into the main base medrash. So put my towels and fill it on outside and go into the main base medrash. I think that's the chayra more correct. That's what I saw by my Rebbeim in Yeshiva, they all did that. But again, I think there is a Pischa in Pet, we matter it. Based on the Magen Avraham, the way the Magen Avraham himself understood it, not the Maram Lublin, based on the Zohar, perhaps the whole mile is only when you're leaving your house, and since you're not leaving your house, we don't do that. Okay, another interesting halacha. If you go back to number 20, in number 19, the Mechaber quotes a Rosh. The Rosh writes, The Rosh arranged the brachas, brachas hashachar, up till oitei yisrael b'sefara, v'oz hayu minich tefillin. And then he'd pause, he'd put on his tefillin, u'mevarich oitei yisrael b'sefara, then he'd make the bracha oitei yisrael b'sefara. What's this all about? So if you look at the Mishnah Brura, in 23a, in the bottom right corner, he explains, why would the Rosh do this? Now, Oiti Yisrael B'Safar means Hashem wrapped us with beautiful, with beauty. It's not referring to the tefillin. Kipshuta, it's not pshat in the bracha, it's referring to the tefillin. The Rosh borrowed the pasuk, the bracha, and extended it to the tefillin. And he says, why? Because tefillin are called pe'er. Tefillin are called beautiful. Shedem pe'er chachav v'shalecha. V'kah tefillin shein pe'er she'Yisrael. But he says, but etzen, that's not really what the pasuk, that's not really what the bracha was meant to. It meant the idea of putting on a head covering or something like that, but the Rosh borrowed it and extended it. Says the Mishnah number 23, I don't know anyone who does that. You can put on your tefillin whenever you want. Many people ask, do I have to have my tefillin on for Bechas HaShach? The answer is, do what you want. We don't follow this Rosh. But he writes, Re'isi medaktikim lemashmesh betfilin shayad v'shalroish b'shoa shemavarech brachazu. However, I did see that people have a minute to touch the tefillin when they make the brach oite yisrael b'sefar. That's now found in the article Sederim. If you look in the city of Yitzchak Yoyer, they quote a little on the side, Yesh noigim kenetz is Mishnah Berura. Although we don't accept the rush to put on our tefillin then, but we at least touch the tefillin during that point. If you look at the Debrei Tzina Rava, number 24, he has a list of places where you're supposed to touch your tefillin. I've never heard of any of these Mekiris, but he writes, he quotes a minute which is not the way the Mishnah Berurah says it. The Mishnah Berurah says he's supposed to touch the Yad and the Rosh at Oitei Yisrael B'Safar. He says no. People touch the Yad by Oizei B'Gvura, I guess because Gvura is strength, the tefillin is on your arm, and by Oitei Yisrael B'Safar he's supposed to kiss the Shalresh. That's not the way the Mishnah Berurah says it, just to be fair and honest. That's the way the Debrei Tzina Rav quotes it. It's not the way the Mishnah Berurah says it. Then he says in Pesukim Zima by Hoidu, and Yehi Chavoyit Kishama Yismuchu Hashemayim. This is another minute people have that when they get to the words Yismuch Hashemayim, they kiss the Shayad, and when they get to the words Visagal Aretz, they kiss the Shalroish. By Ashrei in Pesukim Zimra and Ashrei Kaidim of Altsin, when you say Paseach Hasidecha, this is widely popular. Paseach Hasidecha, people kiss that as well. As well as by Yitzar, when you say Yitzar of Archeshach, that's another time to kiss the tefillin. If you look at number 25, we quoted this in the past, that Ibn Shamizaman had an interesting meaning. Ibn Shamizaman thought it's not right to touch your tefillin like this, but he thought it's more correct to use your tefillin strap. Touch one kedusha with another kedusha, or use your tzitzis to touch your tefillin. Okay, we mentioned that in the past, that some people have such a minute. Okay, let's get to one of the most important parts of Hilchas Tefillin is this Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch number 26. Writes the Mechaber, Yechavin b'hanechasan. A person needs to have a specific kavana when he puts on his tefillin. Now this is very difficult, because most of us are half asleep when we put on our tefillin in the morning. We're not thinking anything. But next week we'll talk about it more. But it's very possible that a person can put on tefillin his entire life and get zero credit for it. And it's in the right spot. But he has the wrong intention. Says the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch, Yichav Manachosan, Shetzivonu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Laniach Arba Parshas. You gotta think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to put on these four parshas, Sheyesh Bem Yichud Shmoy, that have in it, these boxes have in it, the fact that Hashem is one, V'yitzis Mitzrayim, Al Azroi Kenegar Alev, and I put this on my arm, opposite my heart. opposite my brain. Why? I got to remember all the miracles that Hashem has done for the Jewish people. They prove, they teach, they educate, they guide that Hashem is one, that He's got all the power and the control in the upper. Hashem, the world runs with Hashem's want. That's why He does miracles. And I am being meshabed. I'm enslaving to Hashem my heart. That's in my brain. The gam halev, and also my heart. Where do all things come from? Your heart. There's a dual team over here. It's your brain and your heart. Some people have more heart, some people have less brain, but they kind of work together. I gotta remember Hashem, decrease my desire. Okay, that's a loaded thing to think about. Now, the question is, and this we'll have to leave off for Bli Nedar next week, how important is this? Let's say I don't think this. I don't think that. You know what I do? I put on my tefillin because that's what I was taught when I was in school. Put on your tefillin every morning, call it a day. Am I yotze the mitzvah? And if I'm not yotze the mitzvah, am I in the violation of being a Pesha Yisrael? So Bli Nedar, at least for tomorrow when you put on your tefillin, let's try to keep this in mind, and we'll see in Bli Nedar next week that it's just a serious kavanah. And Bli Nedar next week, we'll talk about some other inyanim, about the tefillin, we'll talk about the brachas, and some other related topics.